from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Listen to that show and then think, oh my God, how does Stiney do it?
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. That filling in for Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, here's Stiney and Guru.
I remember her.
Come on, Goo. That had to be your auntie or somebody. Come. She's supposed to say, how does Goo do it?
Please.
I don't like hearing that.
Please.
Stiney and Guru.
Hey, lady, call us.
Couple things. Don't forget, tomorrow we're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. So listen, you have three times to listen. 8:11 with Willard and Dibs, 1:11 with Bonte and Shasky, and then 5:11 with myself and Guru for your chance to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. And I've got to tell you, I came up with a good idea during the crossover.
Which,
when Dallas comes to town, every Warrior fan who owns a Klay Thompson jersey should wear it to the game.
That is a great idea.
I don't want to steal your thunder.
Admit it.
But it's like saying, when you go to a concert, clap. It's like, duh.
You're the only one laughing.
I thought it was funny.
A terrible analogy.
But that's the obvious, Donnie. Wear your jersey and show him some love. He's a warrior
for life.
It's
not obvious.
Yeah. He's not hated. This ain't Durant. They kicked him to the curb, or he wanted to dip. Okay, you feel me on that one. Hey, when you go to the concert, clap. That's what it came across as.
Go ahead, Ken.
I mean, it's a given, right?
Both you guys can
shove
it.
Hey, that's all.
It.
I appreciate you, Ken.
Okay, you know what?
But the way you said it, like, it
don't
was
wear
like,
don't
we
wear
should
them.
Pay you for that.
Don't
idea.
Wear them. No, don't wear a Klay Thompson jersey. Guru's right.
No, now you're flipping it.
No, he's on the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. We hate him now.
Ooh,
yeah,
I got something cool. To put you in a
bad
mood.
Cool.
We got to get it out the way.
Oh.
We both had one of, Kay wasn't around. We fought like Frazier and Ali on this one. Lonzo Ball and Ben Simmons.
You were wrong.
We both were wrong.
No.
Your dude quit.
Nope.
Your dude didn't need to go see the Wizard, and he never did. He has quit.
The resume of both those players, Ben Simmons has a much better resume, as bad as it is.
He's a quitter.
No,
Lonzo lost cartilage in his knee, and maybe
Simmons
back.
Has been. Simmons is hurt.
He's a poodle mentally.
So? He's had a better career than Lonzo Ball. He still has.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
No, it's bigger than numbers. He quit.
No, it's not bigger than numbers.
And he'd be in tuxedos on the bench ready to go to the club. And, what's wrong with you, bud? Spinal. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Get out there because you're afraid to go to the line. Lonzo was hurt.
Don't make fun of mental health issues that he said he had.
When did he say that?
When he was in Philly. Please.
Well, I'll take it back if he did. I don't believe he did.
He's He won Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Lonzo Ball never did. How many All-Star games did Lonzo Ball play in?
Here we go.
Ben Simmons has played in three.
How did it end?
He quit.
It doesn't matter.
He got scared. Ben Simmons, all-rookie first team. 2 years later, oh my God.
Oh, okay, listen to this guy.
Ben Simmons.
Okay, why is he not around?
It doesn't matter.
He's got accolades.
Lonzo Ball's not around either.
I need to go to the do number two with that because what happened? He got a
Doesn't matter.
Oh, Steiny, it's tragic.
Goo.
It's Macbeth.
Ben
NBA
Simmons.
Version, Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons was first team defense twice.
And
he was a better. He's been a better pro than Lonzo Ball. That's all. We talked about who was going to be better. I was right on that.
The biggest disappointment is Ben by far because of what you talk about. He was a baller, and then that series against Atlanta, and the fans turning on him. Now he's scared.
So what?
We don't even know what his status is.
He's still better and had a better career than Lonzo Ball.
But you don't feel good trying to even take a win.
It's a win.
Where's he at?
It doesn't. Where's Lonzo at?
He hurt.
And so is Ben Simmons. He's got a back issue.
That dude is scared.
That's a win for me,
Steiny.
And it's unquestioned. It's unquestioned.
You're doing this for effect. I get it. Like, later on tonight, you'll text me.
Who's had a better career?
Ben Simmons. I'm going to say the guy that didn't quit.
Ben Simmons.
Has quit.
Lonzo Ball hasn't played for 2 years either.
Well, we got a reason. His knee.
Yeah, and we have a reason. Ben Simmons has some mental health issues.
Oh, okay, if you go there.
I am going
lay off.
I am going there.
I don't remember him saying that.
Who?
Ben.
What? Are you kidding? Remember when he wanted to get paid from the Sixers? And
oh, yeah, I'm right.
Come on
right.
now.
All right.
Let's go to Heartbreak Dizzy.
Oh, wow.
In Hayward.
Heartbreak.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Heartbreak.
Hey.
All right, man. I just about that Klay Thompson thing, how you said wear the jerseys. I mean, everyone can afford one now because they're going to be half off at all the stores at Walmart. And
probably right.
And, I'm not laughing. I was calling my hot take, man. I got to clear my conscience, man.
Okay.
Jamarcus Russell, man, for the Raiders. I thought he was going to be the truth, the future. I went and bought my jersey before he even made the team. Man, he was the biggest letdown ever, man. I got to clear my conscience because I still can't sleep sometimes over that one.
Don't feel bad, though. The dude had all the goods, man. 50 yards on his knees he could throw.
Oh, my God.
Don't feel bad.
The things you guys are impressed with.
I swear.
Man. Yeah. Heartbreak Dizzy, your record's been expunged.
Yeah, no
Thank
doubt.
You very much.
This is when I knew.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Heartbreak. Appreciate it.
This is a true story, Steiny.
Okay.
You're not going to care. Your boy was a factor when I was young. Nightlife here in the Bay.
Who?
Me. So we were out in San Francisco. Reg Bass, Silk Basie was with me. It was summertime, and Jamarcus had a fur on with no shirt going into the club. And when I saw that, Steiny, I said, it's Saran. And shortly
he's going to the Hall of Fame?
No, Saran, like, this is the boy, it is. Your priorities are not right. And I hated that I was right, man.
So you were right after you were wrong?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's, you know, hey, I was
wrong. I can't believe you tried to get the Ben win.
It's a lock.
We both took an L.
No, no, we didn't. You took the L.
I think he plays on a roster.
He is on a roster. He's still on the Nets roster, I think. I know he's getting paid this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give you one.
A wrong.
I thought Tiger, after Hey It's Tiger, was coming back and going to kick ass, and I was wrong. And you know what? I'm really hurt because I thought he had, you know what I mean? Like, you don't got to trick us. Men and women cheat, but you could never get it back. And you were one of the greatest to ever do it naturally.
Well,
don't hate on him. Now you're kicking him down when he's low.
Yeah,
he ain't Barry.
He's not gonna
and
make,
I love Barry.
Doesn't look like he's going to make the cut this week at the Open Championship.
See, that's what I mean. Who saw this?
He's 45.
Well, he still should. He's happy to be alive. You saw that ravine he went down, man.
Well, I thought he'd never win another major.
Did you think he would win? No, seriously? After the crash?
Yeah, and he won one.
That's when I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody folded that fourth round on Sunday.
Look
Remember
at you.
Spieth hit it into the water about three times and everybody collapsed. Maybe they were feeling the footsteps of the Tiger. I don't know.
But rather than celebrate him on a day that he was the best, you say the other guys collapsed.
Well, I can only go by what's going on recently, and he was 9 over today.
Oh, he's done. He ain't even Tiger.
Hate to see
he's Banglewoods.
He's what?
That what? Was bad. Just scratch that if we can.
Banglewoods?
Not a Tiger, so I meant Bengal.
Oh, you should have said kitty cat or something like that.
Boy, I'm struggling.
David's in El Sobrante. What's up, David? How you doing, man?
I'm sorry. That Banglewoods comment got me laughing. I'm sorry.
All right.
But I got two bad takes, and then I'm going to call out an entire show. My first bad take, I made the call back in the day that Carmelo Anthony was going to be better than LeBron James. I'll take that one on the chin.
Wow.
Coming off of his national title at Syracuse, I was like, man, he's got game. I was like, whoa, he's going to be better than LeBron. But I was wrong. Second one, I thought Deron Williams was going to be better than Chris Paul.
Oh, man. I'm with
without
you.
The knee injuries.
Yep.
Yeah, you feel me, Steiny, right?
You were wrong early, though. It was a fight.
I'm with you there.
Yeah, it was until the knees gave out. When the knees gave out, it was over.
Yeah. I love Deron Williams in his prime. He was good.
Yeah, he made Carlos Boozer an all-star. Everybody forgets that.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
He was the main reason why Carlos Boozer was an all-star.
Yep.
But I want to call out an entire show. It doesn't exist anymore, but it was in the mornings. Joe, Lowe, and Dibs.
Yes.
Oh, it wasn't just one bad take. It was like 6 months of bad takes trying to shove down our throats that Jimmy G was a franchise quarterback.
Oh.
Every day, if you go back and look at the log, oh, did you see the flat pass that Jimmy threw yesterday? That 10-yard flat pass was beautiful.
Oh, I'm Lowe like, about
are you
to call
kidding me.
Me
right now?
Yeah. Hey, but he actually was for the Niners. He got him to the bowl in a couple NFC championship games. But I get you.
And Guru, when you said when they it wasn't a take, but it was kind of a comment. You said, "Is he Jimmy G or Jimmy INT?" I think that summed everything up right there.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Yes, sir, David. Appreciate the call.
But Williams was giving Chris. That was a good. Hey,
Deron Williams.
He was a baller, man. Utah had a little action too.
Yeah, they eliminated the We Believe team. With Deron Williams.
Why would you? Oh, I forgot. I just thought of Petrus at the free throw line.
Yeah, he missed both.
He weaseled out of there. Let me stop.
Why?
The whole daughter, you know, she did have the eye issue.
Oh, Fisher.
Yeah, Derek Fisher. That didn't
Derek
sit
Fisher.
Well with me. Yeah,
Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
Not Mikal Petrus.
Now, you've been a little quiet with some bad ones. Give us some bad ones from you real quick.
Some bad ones for me.
Yeah,
because
the Ben
quick.
Simmons qualifies, but you just turned it into a dub.
I mean, I don't want to get into the particulars, but and again, this one should have an asterisk. But my Dallas in six,
I was there.
The bottom line is, I can live with that one because I know what happened.
You
and
Whitley
I know,
and I know
how it happened.
No doubt, Steiny.
So,
well, I don't want to be a jerk like Steve Martin. But you got to take the L on Kittle's hands.
Oh, absolutely not. No chance. I said Kittle was a better blocker than pass catcher, and you just couldn't deal with the truth.
No, the truth is I just hate Kittle. Such a cool guy, the receiver doc, that he's okay with not being utilized like he should.
He is being utilized like he should.
He's not Kelsey, but he's right there, but he's not in the offense. That's why I second-guessed Kyle. Acho said yesterday only get 6 targets. Why was Kittle, he's got a block. Well, you need to draft a better offensive line. Kittle is a mismatch, man.
Okay.
And I mean that, dude.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you do, and
people
you're probably
like
wrong
you
about it.
Belittle Kittle.
I don't belittle him.
He's a better blocker.
He is.
Smiling with that grin. What are you saying?
I'm saying he's a better blocker than pass catcher. Period.
Nah, he's
but
a top flight tight end, man.
You've reminded me of something that we haven't brought up yet. So what we're doing today, let me reset, is we're looking back at some of our takes that weren't exactly accurate. Bad takes, if you will. And earlier today, Bonte and Chasky played some sound of themselves after they saw Trey Lance practice for the first time. And both guys essentially declared Trey Lance the quarterback of the future, future Hall of Famer. They'd never seen anything like him, and that he was going to be the 49ers quarterback for the next decade plus. Well, they were wrong. And I thought, well, you know what? Why don't we talk about some of the things that we were wrong about, just to show everybody we can take the joke and we can take the heat.
Yes.
And so I'm also giving you all an opportunity to call in and be honest and tell us some of your bad takes that you believe that turned out not to go right. And then similarly, if you think we've forgotten one of our own, you can call in and remind us at 888-957-9570. I forgot about one of your worst takes of all time. All time.
This is how I know we're in love.
You ready? Kyle Shanahan.
Okay. Oh boy.
Should be fired. Shanahan should be fired.
But it wasn't.
Own up to it.
No, I'm about to step to the mic right now. It was after your boy broke his ankle. And I said that was negligence and he should be fired. On the flip side of that, Stoney, I call him the boy genius.
Well, that doesn't matter. That would be one unemployed boy genius if you had your way. That was a bad one.
No, it was emotional because of Trey.
Right, emotional doesn't make
you,
it right.
You wrecked him, and I feel like you wrecked him on purpose, but I'll step back from that. Real quick, one of my greatest
Yeah. Just say you were wrong on it.
No, I'm not.
I was wrong on Steph Curry. I can say it.
They were wrong
were
on Trey.
Were you wrong on Kyle Shanahan?
No, the way he used, it was offensive to some people. And it had racial undertones to it. See, I don't want to dig all this stuff up. How are you treating this dude like a bull in a china shop?
Because he couldn't throw the ball.
He just ran him up them, and that's when he got hurt.
Because he didn't have speed outside,
look at you.
As we turned out.
But let me give one of my best ones ever, if you don't mind. Just sit this one out, Stoney.
No. So you're really not going to admit that was a bad take? Fire Shanahan.
It wasn't fired on his coaching, Mary.
It doesn't matter.
It was how he went about getting the dude hurt.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Just admit. I'll admit. I've admitted everything I've done wrong.
No, I don't feel differently how he handled Trey. The more I think about it, it gets worse.
Okay.
I'm being real. I'm a guy that can admit my, yeah.
No, you just, well, say it. Admit my mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay, say it.
That's what we've been doing.
Just quick say it. Just for me.
That wasn't
a mistake.
No, Kyle will tell you.
No, he won't.
He would never tell you like that was negligence, and that's why I said he should be fired,
which was a bad take. It didn't age well.
Come on, man.
Look,
let me get this off my chest so I can feel good about myself.
I acknowledged my bad stuff on Curry. Oh, my Dallas in six was terrible.
Well, that don't count. We scratched that. I was there with
take
you.
It.
That was the best.
And everybody remembers.
You should have got an award for that.
Everyone remembers that one. So,
and they break it out when they're arguing with you, like Willard. You took Dallas. I said, Will,
no, you know
that was below the belt, Will.
Willard knows. Uh-huh. Willard knows that he schnookered me. He does.
Right.
888-957-9570. We're talking about some of the worst takes we've had. And if you want to talk about some of the worst takes you've had, we're listening. What were you going to say? You had another one.
Remember, I went to Stockton for the graduation party and they had the taco truck. I still stand by it.
I don't even remember.
Cheese goes on tacos. And remember, people came down my road about. Remember, I told you I went to the event and they had the taco truck with no cheese. And they're like, Guru, that's ghetto cheese.
Oh.
Typical tacos, they need to have cheese. Cheese is a mandate in my world on tacos. And remember I came and told you how disappointed I was I went and bought the cheese? Like, dude, come on. A taco's not a taco if it doesn't have cheese. You don't remember that? And people came for me.
So are you admitting you were wrong?
I'm admitting I'm right. Go to any Chipotle.
That's tomorrow's show.
Oh, boy. Okay, just real quick. What do you mean I'm crazy?
Dude.
Cheese goes on tacos.
I'm sorry, but you live in the Bay Area. You should know better. All taquerias, like traditional ones, there's no cheese at all.
Now give me one
name
where they say.
It's cilantro, lime, and onions.
And extra cheese. I have never went to a taqueria where they said, sir, I hate to break it to you, we don't have cheese. Come on.
Okay, I wish I was president. I thought of another one where I was wrong.
Oh, boy.
I know. There aren't many. I got to really go through the archives. I was wrong recently when I said if a T-shirt has a pocket, it's a dress shirt.
I'm hugging you from over here. But what's crazy is you really, Evan and I talked about you later.
I sold it.
I believe somebody at home told you might have been wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody told me I was wrong on that one.
A little motor line shirt. Oh, man.
That was when I was wearing a black T-shirt that day with a pocket on it. Let's go.
I need help on my wrong takes. I'm running out.
Yeah, let's go. It is your one chance. What was I wrong on? What was Guru wrong about? 888-957-9570. I see it all the time. You bring up old stuff on both on the YouTube chat, on the Xfinity Mobile text lines. Let's go. Get it out, and we can move on. Let's go to Diego in Walnut Creek. What's up, Diego? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. Just driving back from work.
All right.
Yeah, so I have an anecdote, actually. It was more than just a bad take.
Okay.
I actually made a bet with my friend. You guys remember Eric Paschal?
Oh, yeah. First team all rookie.
Yeah. He dropped, I believe, 32 or 36 one game. My buddy and I was so convinced he was going to be great. I told him that was not going to be his career high. We bet a nice dinner on it. And, yep.
Well, you know what? Technically,
appreciate the honesty.
Technically, the guy's not dead.
Oh.
So he could come back and play, maybe. Who knows? Let me look at some of his game logs from that 2019-2020 season.
Stoney's saying you're still alive, maybe.
Yeah, still, oh, my gosh. Yeah, he had 34 against Portland. Oh, my gosh. Eric Paschal, 34 against Portland.
He was a baller for me.
30 against the Pelicans. 24 against Atlanta.
Dude!
Everybody gets 20-plus against Atlanta. 23, 25. Wow. He had 34 points in a game.
We let a show with you saying he could be six-man. Like, that could be his niche in the league.
No.
Yes, in the old building.
No chance.
Put some respect on Paschal's
name. I will not.
Well, now you won't. You're front-running.
No, I didn't at the time. I'm owning up to all my mistakes. That was not one of them. Right. I never bought into Eric Paschal. And you know why? There's one reason why.
Why?
I don't like Villanova guys. So
well,
I,
you don't like the Knicks.
So I don't.
You like their coach.
I do like their coach now.
Now you like the Knicks.
Yeah, I was wrong about Tom Thibodeau.
All right, tell me, am I wrong about Jordan Poole? I said he could be an all-star in this league. Or has the punch given me a reprieve to where, you know what, Guru? You're off the hook.
No, you're not off the hook.
Yeah, he's not the same guy.
It doesn't matter.
But I never thought he'd have to overcome a punch in front of the world.
You have to foresee things.
I did. He got a contract.
If he doesn't make an all-star team, you're wrong. I don't care about a punch.
Oh, no. See, I would argue he's not the same.
Well, so what?
Pre-punch.
Doesn't matter.
I'm telling you. Shout out Hawaiian.
You know what? I thought this was going to be therapeutic, and you're bucking everything.
No.
You're not acknowledging your mistakes. It's unbelievable. That's what we're doing today.
You cannot claim Ben Simmons.
That's an automatic W. Two-time first team all defense.
We don't even know what TV roster he's on. He's been hiding.
He's with the Nets.
Yeah, I bet.
Just say it.
No,
you were wrong about Poole.
I mean this from my heart. How can I be? That he's not the same guy after he got humiliated. That's all.
No.
And the organization.
I agree with the 408. What? Sometimes you tend to make excuses about these things. It's okay. We all try to at times.
Oh, I got one for myself real quick here.
Okay.
The pitch clock. I threw holy hell about how you going to live in Major League Bay, and the pitch clock is the best thing to ever happen to the sport, Stoney.
It is not the best thing to ever happen to baseball.
Oh.
The pitch clock has been horrible.
You're going to say it's ruined Duvall. That's why you're saying
that. No, I'm saying it makes these games too damn fast. I go to a baseball game and it's over 2 hours. It's like, what am I doing here?
It is incredible.
Like, it's ridiculous. These ticket prices are going up. These concession prices are going up. You're basically paying more money to go to baseball, but you're getting less product, and we're saying that's a great deal. Like, when has that ever been how things work?
But
look at Love.
The Summer of Love. I gotta tell him,
What you're missing out on is not actually the game. Is guys walking, tucking their chain in.
Guru, if I'm at a baseball game and I turn to the guy to my left and say, hey, how you doing? And I look back to the game, three hitters have already gone through.
See.
Like, it's impossible to lock in. These games go by way too fast nowadays.
I used to be like that.
Now's when you use his against him and say, yeah, Loveman, you're the same guy that thought the BCS was doing well.
How you take that?
Hey, man, other than that one year, BCS is cooking. Well, 2000, they got it wrong in the year 2000 as well, but that's a whole different issue.
Good. All right, that must have been a Miami year.
Yeah, that was the year when they put FSU in over Miami, even though Miami beat FSU. But they even admitted that was a computer error. They fixed it, and it was all good after that.
All right. Here's what we're doing. We're admitting our bad takes from over the years.
We got to point out our good. I'm ready now.
That'll be the last 5 minutes. Last 5 minutes, we'll talk about the stuff we got right. But we're just having fun talking about some hot takes that didn't turn out so hot.
And can we hear Shasky and Joe again? Bonte on the other side.
Yeah, I'll reset it. This was born out of Shasky and Bonte with one of the worst predictions of all time. We'll get into that. But if you have a bad take or you remember a bad take that one of us had, now's the time to give us some grief. Hey, we're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey on Friday. Listen, that's tomorrow. 8-11, 1-11, and 5-11. Those are your three times to listen for your chance to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. Don't forget, this week is all jacked up on 95.7 The Game, presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.